Good evening, everyone.
Just a short halach before we daven Mariv, so skipping around a little bit. So in Simon Tuf Resh Pei Beis, so the Shulchan Aruch, I'm actually quoting to you from the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Shulchan Aruch writes about the laws of Alanisim. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Im Shachach Alanisim Bein Betvila Bein Mabirkas Hamazon, if one goes ahead and forgot to insert Alanisim, be it in Tvila, in davening, or in benching, in Machzirin also. The halacha is that one is not obligated to go back and repeat Birkas HaMazon or to daven again. Because again, even though it's an insertion, and for example, you know, if one forgets Ya'alev Yavo on either Rosh Chodesh or on Chol HaMoed, one is obligated to go ahead and go back. Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed a little bit different in that Rosh Chodesh, if you forget it at night, you don't have to go back, but Chol HaMoed you do. See, even though again it's an insertion, so one would have thought, just like you have to go back for Ya'alev Yavo, you have to go back for Alanisim as well. The distinction is the following. Down the Aruch HaShulchan comments, he says, Sheheim Yamim Sheishban Karban Musaf, Masha'in Kin Chanukah Doda Ba'almi. So again, the halacha understands that the insertion of Ya'alev Yavo for Rosh Chodesh and for Chol HaMoed corresponds to the supplemental Musaf offering. Therefore, again, if one did not go ahead and insert Ya'alev Yavo, so one is deficient in properly characterizing the identity of the day through prayer. Therefore, one must go ahead and repeat the tefillah or repeat Birkas HaMazon. However, again, on Chanukah, the insertion of Alanisi Be'mimatisyo, there's no tefillah, there's no Karba Musaf, there's no additional offering on Chanukah. Rather, again, the insertion of Alanisim or Be'mimatisyo is a form of Hodah, is a form of thanksgiving. Therefore, one is supposed to give the thanksgiving, but if one did not do that, one is not obligated to go ahead and repeat. Mihu in niskar ba'osa bracha kozman shlo omar Hashem afilu omar baruchato v'niskar chozer v'afagav dinu chayilachzor. So again, interesting enough, however, as much as you don't have to go back, if you caught your omission before you said the name of God in the concluding bracha, so you're obligated to go ahead and you should go back and insert Alanisim and Bimei Matisyo. He says something very interesting, is Bebirkas HaMazon, so if you look in many of the benchers, there is a supplemental harachamon, that in the event that you did not go ahead and insert Alanisim and Bimei Matisyo in the right place, there is a makeup harachamon at the end of benching that you can insert in lieu of that. Now he quotes something very interesting over here. He goes on to quote the Taz, who gives one last makeup possibility, which is if one, so again, remember, technically, if one totally omitted Alanisim and Bimei Matisyo in davening, you don't have to go back. One totally omitted the benching, you don't have to go back. Benching, there's a makeup harachamon. In davening, if you caught yourself before this, you said the Shem Hashem, the name of God, in the bracha, you go back and you insert Alanisim and Bimei Matisyo. There's one last possibility, says the Taz, that if you get to the end of davening, I said, I'm Borech Samo Yisrael Bashalom, and you realize, my gosh, I did not go ahead and insert Alanisim and Bimei Matisyo. So the Taz holds that you can insert Alanisim and Bimei Matisyo right before Elokai Nitzar. So even after I've totally finished one, so I said, HaBarech Samo Yisrael Bashalom, I could insert Alanisim, Bimei Matisyo right there, continue with Elokai Nitzar, and conclude Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, Omer Shpoch Lezako, says Yisrael, Lefichach Heba Lohem Tomitzo Shnei, Mar Adonech Bitzlan Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Adir.